Good morning, sir. What's your name?
Angel Xavier Bracamonte.
Angel Xavier Bracamonte. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm to be with you guys today outside under the circumstances.
Well, thank you.
To make this appointment here.
We will go ahead and begin your hearing. If you would just start by just restating your full name and your ADC number for us, we appreciate it.
Ma'am, for the record, my name is Angel Xavier Bracamonte. Email number 212763 is pending whatever we have here.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. This is for a revocation hearing, and I need to just find your... We have a lot of papers here, sir, and I need to find yours. Here they are. This is for, concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant, sir. You were notified about this hearing on January 18th. We signed a paper that day. Do you remember signing that form?
Yes, ma'am. I was in a bad state of mind.
Okay. On that form, if you remember signing, there's a little list that has all of your hearing minutes on that form, and one of those is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you could represent yourself. So which is it today, Mr. Bracamonte? Did you hire an attorney?
I'm not a man of much luxury as far as money, but as far as proper representation, I'd rather represent myself in this matter.
That's fine. Most people do represent themselves, so you're in the majority there. All right, sir. I'd like to introduce you to the board members. If you look to your right, so my left, better end for me, at the very end is the Honorable Lee Quinones. Next to him is the Honorable David Neal. And my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing today. We also have in the room with us, and I'm going to show him to you right now, we have, representing the Department of Corrections, we have Mr. Turner. There he is. And he will represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today. So I need to swear to both of you in. So Mr. Bracamonte and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth to help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Bracamonte?
Yes, ma'am. I swear to the Angel Xavier Bracamonte on this day of February 7th. I do swear on all knowledgeable oath to tell the truth and nothing but the truth. And I swear to all of my knowledge.
All right. Thank you, sir. And Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. Okay. And Mr. Bracamonte, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one, to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision. And then phase two, to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, sir, I'm going to read this allegation to you, and I'll need you to respond whether it's true or false. Okay, sir? So we'll start phase one, and the allegation is that you were in violation of condition number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Behavioral Systems Southwest, 6420 South Park Avenue in Tucson, on or about November 21st, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were an absconder from supervision. So, Mr. Bracamonte, is that true or false?
Ma'am, honestly, I did change my address.
So for now, Mr. Bracamonte, can I mark that that's true? And you'll be able to explain in phase two.
Yes, ma'am. I did change my address, but at the same time, it could be considered as a felony too.
Did you get the approval of your parole officer before you changed your address? I'm going to mark that one as true, and then I'm going to make a motion to move us to the next part of your hearings, the next phase. So just hold on just a minute. Based on Mr. Bracamonte's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of community supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed in the criminal laser company.
Second. Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Mia, and agreed Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Bracamonte, so now we're in phase two of your hearing, and you can tell the board anything you want us to know. But before we ask you questions, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to fill us in with background information. So stay on the line, and we'll be right back with you in just a moment. As soon as Mr. Turner's done, give us information. Thank you. Mr. Turner.
Yes, ma'am. Bracamonte was released from ADC custody on 10-30-2018 and arrested on 12-23-2018 by the Pima County Sheriff's Office. No new charges were noted. He's returned back to ADC custody on 12-23-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 7-1-2019. With 32 abscondes. Current conviction, 2016, shoplifting, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2006, unlawful use of means of transportation, 9 months. 2014, shoplifting, 1 year, 6 months. This is his third term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-3. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. STG information, self-admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang South Park Family Gangsters Tucson. Prior terms in supervision, 2007 TIS release, absconded for 48 days, arrested, received ERCD in custody. 2016 TIS release, absconded for 20 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is minimal, however, after his return to custody, he was found guilty of a minor violation. Under arrest, 2001, assault, Arizona juvenile probation. 2001, assault, Arizona juvenile probation. 2001, marijuana violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2002, disorderly conduct, Arizona juvenile probation. 2005, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. He has a GV score of G7, V7.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. So, Mr. Bracamonte, we have just a short summary of what happened while you were on community supervision. And it looks like you were living, originally, when you were first released, you went to Exodus House on Hampton Street in Tucson, is that right?
Yes, ma'am, and actually landed that house. The only thing is, I was not sent to a program here in Wilmot. That I was once meet a release program, which I like that program really well.
Mr. Bracamonte, it says here that you were kicked out of Exodus because you were screaming and cursing. You liked it at Exodus?
Well, I liked it there. But
you were screaming and cursing. What happened?
No, see, they thought I was screaming and cursing.
What were you doing?
I like to do music. I sing.
Oh, you were singing? Okay.
Yeah, I was singing, but they thought I was cursing, so that's me.
Oh, okay. So then it looks like they put you over at, they put you at Behavior System Southwest then after that?
Yeah.
Okay, and how'd you like that one? Would you like that?
I like the place. I was dropping clean. That's another thing. Since I've been in here, you can ask them for the drops. When I came in and I got arrested, I was not cleaning. So I didn't want to be drugging or doing anything. I was, you know, as far as the reason why I was young, the truth is because I have my family, man, all of my 20s. Most of my family is dead. So this is what a good part of this history that I'm having has led up to, because I've been out there with hardly no kind of help, no support. Most of my family is dead, man. I mean, I'm only 31. Tomorrow's going to be my birthday, and I'm in here, you know.
Oh, tomorrow's your birthday, so it is. Well, happy birthday. Happy birthday.
I'm really hoping to get some decent knowledge, and I understand, man, that, you know, growing up, as you know, when I did have family, I was young, I was wild. But come to terms that this 2 years that I've done, I know it looks bad, you know, to sit there and try to convince you guys otherwise. You know, a record says one thing, but a man's actions are so much different when I'm out here and how I carry myself. But I just, you know, regardless of what your decision is today, I do respect it, and I do understand it, you know. I'm just, you know, honestly, I've learned a lot within these last 2 years that I just did. I didn't have money. I kept the stupid since the same job. For the whole 2 years, I managed to work up phase three. I was in Yuma. I stayed on the behavioral side pretty much good. I was able to...
Well, Mr. Bracamonte, if I can just... When you were out, did you have a job? You just mentioned a job. When you were outside of prison, did you have a job?
I was doing some daily labor stuff.
What kind of work? What kind of work?
Auto mechanics, you know, just a little bit of a mixed training, plus I was trying to get into getting back to that. I have a work resume. I used to do cooking. I used to be a cook at Buffalo Wild Wings. So I have a substantial, significant amount of resume, but I haven't been fired from the job either.
Well, that's good to hear too. All right, so it looks like here, if I can just continue reviewing this, it looks like you did in October, you admitted to using heroin. So what happened? Why'd you use heroin?
I don't know how that says heroin. I've never used heroin in my life.
Well, it says in November, you were talking to your parole supervisor, and it says you admitted to using heroin on October 22nd, 2018, but you didn't use anything after that.
I don't do heroin.
What other drugs have you done? What drugs have you used?
It was some occasional marijuana, a little bit of alcohol, once in a blue moon. Maybe it might have been something once in a blue moon, but I'm not a heavy, subdued drug addict like that. I'm not, because I got a multi-million dollar day where I'm trying to send a pursuer. I've got a clothesline. There's other establishments along the line. The only difference is my support is my family. I don't have any money as an issue.
Understood. Okay, Mr. Bracamonte, what were you doing the day the Pima County Sheriff's Office picked you up? How did you come to their attention?
And the time that you on that day, it was right before Christmas. I took off where I was staying at because I was trying to figure out, you know, where I was staying at. The people that I was staying with, the main owners weren't there to the house yet, so I was waiting for them to finally come back. So that way I can sit there and see if I can confirm to get permission to go back to my parole officer and let them know. My parole officer was telling me, hey, don't worry about getting a job, don't worry about nothing, but the minute you can find a place to go instead of a halfway house, that's what I want you to do.
Okay, so where was it? Where was it that you were, was it a private residence or?
And it was a friend at the time. She was a friend of my mom's boyfriend's friends, and my mom's boyfriend's brother's wife's friends. And it was an elderly lady. She has some kids, you know, that stay there, here and there, like with their grandkids. That she's the church woman.
Okay, so you were living at Behavior System Southwest, and then you were trying to find this other place to live, and this is the other place.
Yes, ma'am, that's exactly what
the
other
place. Okay, trying to follow you there.
She's happy, super much better as far as job, you don't worry about it too much.
Okay.
I was really in a race to try to get myself established.
Okay.
I'm a more active kind of guy. If I try for something, 9 times out of 10, it usually goes the way I go for it because I try for it that hard.
So, Mr. Bracamonte, why'd you lose touch with your parole officer? You were gone for 32 days and they didn't know where you were.
This person, the place that I was staying with, they were going to come back into town before then. I was also looking for a job, not just doing this part-time side job stuff, you know, for a daily labor. But I was also signing up within that time to go to a community membership for behavioral health services.
So why didn't you call the parole officer? Why didn't you call him?
I tried it a couple of times, but they said, I had already been past some days, so I didn't know that the next time I was going to go in there, if they were just going to kill me or what. Second, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be accountable. I don't have a family, man. You know, the times are very rough and very scary for somebody like me. But what can be a place when a man has no family?
Okay, Mr. Bracamonte, the record shows that you had 2 prior terms of community supervision, and you absconded both of those times, too. So you knew what would happen if you didn't contact your parole officer.
Now, I'm not going to lie. In the past, when I did have parole, that was before my family had passed. You know, I had lots of, you know, I was younger then. My misguidance and my immaturity, it was a lot different then.
Okay.
And so you can tell that, you can tell that, you can tell that,
prison terms, back in 2006, I was probably 18-ish, 19-ish. But it took me exactly almost 10 years to come back to prison.
Okay, I see that.
I was staying a good amount of time, yes ma'am, you see, I was staying a good amount of time staying out of the prison system, period. For my first time experience.
All right, Mr. Bracamonte, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have questions. Anyone have a question for Mr.? Okay, Mr. Bracamonte, we're coming up to the end of the hearing. I want to give you the chance to make a final statement, but you've told us a lot of information, and I'm going to ask you not to repeat something you've already told us. Is there anything else you'd like the board to consider?
Honestly, I cannot say so much, and I know you guys probably think I'm just another guy in orange, but I'm not going to lie, I am so very much accountable, and there's no excuse. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, I'm not going to say nothing wrong to it, you guys. I totally apologize for even having to be here in your presence right now, you know, and I know that time is really valuable, especially at 31 years old, man. I'm at a stage in my life right now where I got my head in the right area. You know, it needs to be, you know, the focus is, you know, the spark is what it looks like in here. But, you know, I'm more or less, I'm halfway in transition when I get out here of a stay-out period. And, you know, for the things that I have been in prison for, it's not too far in the petty life of stay-out period. The things I'm here for is a shoplifting because I was out there on the streets, man. It's not necessarily right, and it's never right to shoplift, I understand. But in the means necessary, the way I was living, I found it all necessary to do something about my situation. And even when I was shoplifting out there, man, I was sitting there showing people that I'm not selling drugs, and I'm selling stuff to people that they need it. I'm also using this stuff for myself to keep myself up to date, up to appearances, and still go look for jobs while I was shoplifting.
So, you know, okay, Mr. Bracamonte. Thank you for your statement. The board is going to go into discussion. We do all of our discussion in public, so we've not discussed your case before right now. So we just ask you stay on the phone, just remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment with a decision. Okay, sir?
Okay, can I add more things, please?
One more thing quickly.
I know since you don't see a lot of people, but my plan was to go. I have a vision here right now. But my plan was, if I were to get released, I would like to go to the Primavera, which they also have the jogging up in there. As far as anything else, behavioral services, I'd like to still continue to go, because I already have a role for behavioral services through community management school. And as far as food providing, if I were to get released, I still got my food stamps that are active. That would be from the food, my shots, and my behavioral services. And as far as anything else, like I said, while I was out in BSS, you can ask them that I attended classes, I did chores, I kept a neat and organized tight ship while I was there. And I, you know, like I said, ma'am, I thank you guys for being considering. Tomorrow's my birthday, I'm not too bad of a guy. I just need the benefit of the doubt.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Bracamonte. Okay, we just ask you to remain on the phone there and just remain silent, sir. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Bracamonte was out and lost touch with his parole officer, and he's had two terms of prior community supervision in which he absconded both times. So I'm not seeing him as a good candidate to return to community supervision because of that, but I would listen to any input of fellow board members. Seeing no input, I'm going to make a motion that based on information and warrant 2018W3637, our conversation with Mr. Bracamonte, information from Mr. Turner of Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Bracamonte was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding, during which time his parole officer couldn't monitor his activities.
Second. Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Neal. Agreed, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Bracamonte, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. But I sure like what I was hearing about your plan with, you mentioned Primavera, and keep doing it's very good that you've thought out a plan. And ask your CO3, because your CO3 might have some more ideas of resources for you, sir. Maybe get you, make sure you get on access. And so we're showing you a release date of July 1st. And at that point, you won't have a parole officer anymore. So you just have to worry about yourself at that point. But it's good that you have a plan, because that's what's going to keep you from coming back. So we hope that we never see an orange again, or maybe next time we see it, it'll be down at the park or somewhere like that, sir. So thank you very much. Your hearing's over. Just lay the phone down there and let the CO3 know that you're finished. Thank you, sir.